Hello, welcome to another Ethical Corporation podcast with me, Paul French, the China editor for Ethical Corporation. I'm in Shanghai today, and I'm talking with a regular on our China podcasts, Sam Chambers, who is a freelance journalist working across the region here in Asia, and is also the author of the recently published book, Oil on Water, Tankers, Pirates, and the Rise of China from Zed Books, and you can find that on Amazon or in any good bookshop. We're going to talk today about a story that's been breaking over the weekend and this week out of Burma, which is something we've also talked about on the podcast in the past, trying to work out exactly what's going on in Burma and around the boycott and the politics of Burma as well. Sam, can you tell us, there's been an incident, you've been traveling around Asia talking about your book recently, so a lot of discussions about an apparent explosion on a pipeline in Burma. Could you tell us exactly what we know at the moment?
Yeah, late on Sunday, as I understand it, there was a huge explosion of an oil pipeline in Burma, with initial reports said at least 30 dead and more than 100 injured. Reports are pretty sketchy, to be honest, at this moment in time. But I've been going around talking about this book, Oil and Water, and there's significant interest around China about the risks that the Chinese face with their investments in Burma at the moment. And there is a growing feeling that Chinese infrastructure being built there, principally from my point of view, the big one is this pipeline that is being built from the Andaman Sea up through the country and then into Yunnan province. Well, that is the source of much conjecture at the moment, that will be targeted by Burmese locals who are, you know, dissatisfied with the ruling regime in Burma, and also the encroaching buying up, frankly, of the country by state-owned enterprises in China.
Can you give us an idea of how involved China and the Chinese state is in Burma at the moment? Do we have a can we put a scale on it?
In numbers, top of my head, no. But I mean, if you go down to Yunnan and you go the border province with Burma, there you are. You know, as far away from Beijing as you could possibly be, and it's also, you know, seemingly one of the cheapest places in which to do manufacturing and to produce things. However, the Chinese are subcontracting to Burmese factories and setting up in Burma because labour there is cheaper than even in Yunnan. It has become a place for outrageously cheap labour. But also
not much monitoring of that labour either. We have really, you know, only a very sketchy idea of factory conditions and so on in Burma.
I mean, horrendous, I would have thought. Yes. Yeah.
On top of that, of course, there's also the commodities and energy play as well, which is China's great interest in commodities and energy there. Can you give us an idea of what's going on there with oil, gas and mining?
Well, basically, 60% of all oil that China gets has to pass through the Malacca Straits. That's the straits that border Indonesia, Malaysia and Singapore. They connect the Indian Ocean with the South China Sea. They're very narrow and they're kind of infested by pirates. And so China has been working out ways in which it can avoid its dependence on the Malacca Straits. One of the ideas it had was to invest in Pakistan at a place called Gwadar and to build pipelines going from there all the way up into northwest China. That project has run into similar problems to perhaps what has just taken place in Burma in terms of Chinese nationals were killed during the construction of this petrochemical complex. Severe corruption has taken place. The whole project became very, very behind schedule, and in fact, it's now on hold at the moment. The other one that the Chinese have looked to do is Burma. Again, you know, setting up a big deep sea port there, getting tankers to call in there, and then offload their cargo, whack it in through a pipeline that's being built up into Yunnan and then onto Chongqing in sort of central west China, thus avoiding the Malacca Strait. As to
and also a naval base for the Chinese Navy? Is that actually happening?
That is also on the cards as well. And the other, I mean, just, you know...
So that's the Chinese Navy with a base in the Indian Ocean.
Yes.
Which has some people in New Delhi rather alarmed. Indeed.
Yes, yeah. And just a sort of related pipeline story. July 16 saw China's largest ever oil spill, a cock-up in maintenance at two pipelines in Dalian in northeast China. And... You know, thousands of tons of oil spilt out into the sea, and there was a mini gold rush, in fact, in Dalian, whereby local authorities said, right, 220 renminbi for every barrel of oil you take out of the sea. And so literally people were just diving into the sea in this great gold rush. Anyway.
What's that going to do to their health, by the way? We're going to have health issues down the road with that one.
Yes,
but...
and I've stopped eating fish up there as well.
Yeah.
So they say straight after that, right, we put in, you know, brilliant safety measures. This will never happen again. Sure enough, on Sunday, in exactly the same terminal, an explosion happened.
Right. Okay, so all of this is going on. Now, there are still... You've been going around talking to people off the record about what's going on. Some of these people are going to be Western companies that are still investing in Burma.
Yes.
Right? We know the Chinese are there in a big way. We know that the Japanese have investments there. Singapore is very involved.
Yeah,
through various investments. And, of course, Total and various, and some others. I mean, what are they saying now about the state of play on the whole kind of boycott and over Burma? Where are we on that?
The overriding thing that I got from these talks is that most people are concerned that Chinese infrastructure being built there will be the subject of attacks in the future. That was probably the most common theme that was talked about at these talks that I've been giving. Not necessarily what others are doing, what Singaporean or French companies are doing there, but how mainland Chinese companies could well be the subject of attacks going forward for what they're building there.
Okay, and I assume we've had no word from Beijing on any of this.
Funnily enough, it's been a bit quiet.
That is strange.
Yes.
Okay, Sam, thanks. That's a really interesting little update on what's going on. The whole Burma thing still remains so opaque that, you know, it's always fascinating to talk to anyone who's got any story about Burma. Thanks a lot, and we'll be back with another Ethical Corporation podcast from China soon, I hope. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.